Welcome to Business Line Podcast as part of NDA 10 series. We are witnessing interesting times these days with elections around the corner, and there have been a lot of discussions on the nature of political and economy developments over last one decade. Insurance is one sector which has been seeing a lot of vibrancy in terms of regulation, in terms of greater awareness on the need to have social and financial security. And of course, the focus has also been on achieving insurance for all by 2047, when India completes 100 years of its independence. It is in this context we have with us Visakha RM, MD and CEO of India First Life Insurance. She has been leading India First Life Insurance since 2015 on the growth path and has been recognized as one of the leading industry experts who has been contributing to the growth of industry. Let us find out her views on some of the important aspects of the insurance industry as we speak today. Hello, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
You have been there for many years in the industry, and you have been leading India First Life Insurance, and you are also one of the top 50 most powerful women. So, as an expert of industry and also as an individual, how do you rate the growth of Indian insurance industry, ma'am, as of now? How do you see the industry?
So I think I see the industry still at a very high growth stage. I think it's still nascent. When you look at the immense potential in the country and you look at how the overall GDP of the country is growing, how the per capita income is growing, how the insurable population is growing, and I think the industry has got a very high potential rate of growth in the future. So that's how I look at it. I look at it as a very optimistic stage with a very high growth potential.
So in terms of penetration of life insurance, ma'am, how do you see that last 10 years progress? How do you see in terms of policy measures or in terms of the regulation? How do you see the growth, ma'am? I mean, rating you can give on the policy measures? On a scale of 1 to 5, what is the rating you can give to the policy measures and reforms taken during the last 10 years, ma'am?
You know, it's very hard to give this kind of a rating. And
yes.
I don't think it's fair either, because there are so many paradigms, so many pictures, that if you don't take a holistic view, you will really not be able to get it right. So when you look at it from our products and from our ease of doing business, there have been a lot of positives. When you look at it as initiatives that have been taken to create higher insurance penetration amongst people, when you look at the success of the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana or all the other initiatives that the regulator is planning, they're all on high, they're all very good gestures. So I would hate to give a rating, because there's still so much to be done. You know, when you give a rating of 5 on 5, you give the impression that there's nothing more to be done. So I will say it is a 5 on 5 for everything that's been done, and there is still so much more to be done, which we will not have to get complacent about.
Okay. So, ma'am, you are saying that in a kind of industry like insurance, so clear-cut divisions cannot be made that 5 years, 10 years. You are seeing it in a holistic way, right, ma'am? The evolution of the industry and reform. Am I right in saying
That's
this?
That's right. Absolutely. And I'm saying that growth is on many parameters. You know, you can't measure growth on only one parameter. So, for instance, you started by saying, what do you think of the penetration, right? Now, when I look at it as penetration, for instance, almost all of micro insurance loans are covered through group credit life. Okay? Is high or not? So, number of lives that are covered, I think we have number of loans that are covered. When you look at it from a sum insured perspective, I think there are multiple cuts on the basis of which you can look at penetration. And you'll have to go one step at a time. So I think we have achieved a high penetration, a good penetration. I will not say high, a good penetration across all micro loans. We've got a good penetration across a lot of the PMJDY customers. through the PMJJBY. The next is to say, okay, is the sum insured enough? Do we need to increase the sum insured? I think there are stages of growth, and when you look at each parameter, you will get different answers. That's why I don't want to give any one single answer, because there are multiple questions, sub-questions in one question.
Okay, ma'am. So generally speaking, what are the top three major initiatives that helped industry in the last 10 years, ma'am? You see, you can recall any top three initiatives?
So I think one of the initiatives on use and file, I think that was really good. That really helped us to achieve far more flexibility. The entire rules on digitization and an ability to have digital journeys and the ease of doing business again there. And I think the third one would be on the various IRDA regulations on capital requirements. I think these are some of the things that come to me as top of mind.
Ma'am, if you see the future trajectory of the life insurance, so what kind of measures you suggest, ma'am, to make industry more vibrant or more growth oriented?
One of the things that I believe we need to do is have far more flexibility in product structures. You know, a lot of our products today are catered to regular premium paying capacity. The ability to have flexibility in premiums is limited. But when you look at the lifestyle, a lot of our lifestyles are unpredictable. You know, people are more into the private sector. They're more into self-employed and businesses and startups. So the ability to make a commitment of premium with a certainty is probably getting questioned. So I feel we need to have far more flexibility in premium payment on products. I think there's also a huge ability to create an ecosystem. You know, an ecosystem of insurance, which is a very connected ecosystem of providers and sellers and all the other data agencies for financial underwriting, health underwriting, and all the other things that can simplify the whole journey. So I would prima facie say creation of an ecosystem and far more flexibility in product structures could be something that comes to my mind at this moment.
Well, that's wonderful, ma'am. Really, you have given nice perspective. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thanks for taking
calls. Thank you.
I feel
Thank
honored.
You so much.